Welcome to this Apple TV 4th Gen demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you how to simply change the name of your Apple TV. Because if, like me, you have multiple Apple TVs in your house plus AirPlay speakers, it's much easier to identify where a particular Apple TV is if you name it appropriately, such as lounge room, study, toy room, etc. Because this is my new Apple TV, I actually haven't got around to naming it. So I thought I'd name it in this short demonstration and then show you how to actually AirPlay your content from your iPhone to your newly renamed Apple TV. If I grab my iPhone here and I bring up Control Center, I touch on my status line.
8:56 p.m. Status bar item.
And I do a three-finger flick up.
Control Center. Aeroplane mode. Off.
Touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Camera. Button.
And flick to the left.
Calculate clock. Touch. AirPlay. Button.
Okay, there's AirPlay. One finger double tap on AirPlay. And I flick through to the right.
Done. Selected. iPhone. Apple TV. Video.
So that's the currently unnamed Apple TV. It's just called Apple TV at the moment. Now I flick to the right.
Act 1.
This is my AQ audio speakers. AQ 1.
Act 2. Two Act 3. Act 4. Audio. David Woodbridge's Mac Mini.
This is my Mac Mini since I'm running Airfoil. Flick to the right.
Lounge room 2. Video.
Okay, and that's my second Apple TV in the lounge room. So I'm just going to press home.
FaceTime.
So iPhone down. Now we need to go into settings to rename the Apple TV appropriately. So I'm just going to press my menu key.
Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
To wake up my screen, and I'm at the top left-hand column at row coordinate. If I flick down on the trackpad on the Siri Touch Remote.
Search. Row 2, column 1.
And flick to the right.
Settings. Row 2, column 2.
Click on Settings.
Settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Okay, flick down to AirPlay.
Accounts. Audio and video. AirPlay. Button. 4 of 9.
Okay, there's AirPlay. Click on AirPlay.
AirPlay. On. 1 of 4.
AirPlay on.
With AirPlay, you can stream what's on your iOS device or computer to this Apple TV.
Okay.
For more information, go to support.apple.com/applev.
And of course your Mac, if I flick down.
Apple TV name. Apple TV.
Apple TV 2 of 4. And the name of the Apple TV.
You can name your Apple TV to make it easy to recognize when you use AirPlay and home sharing.
Make it easy to recognize, which I was just said before.
Apple TV name.
Okay, Apple TV.
Name. 2 of 4. Apple TV name. You can name your Apple TV to make it easy to recognize when you use AirPlay and home sharing. Apple TV. Button.
So that's the current name. If I flick down.
Living room. Button.
Living room.
Family room.
Family button. Room. So these are presets.
Bedroom. Bedroom. Button. Kitchen. Button.
Kitchen.
Common room.
Common
button.
Room.
Office.
Office.
Button. Custom name. Button.
Custom name, which is what I want. So I click on custom name.
Keyboard. A.
And here's our famous Alpha. Keyboard.
So Apple TV name. You can name your Apple TV to make it easy to read.
So I'm just going to flick right over to delete. Yep, I thought so.
Apple T.
That name's already in there as Apple TV, so I'm just going to keep clicking on delete.
Cap T space E L P P.
Okay, Cap that's A. Now all gone. So I'm just going to call this toy room. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Z, Y, X, double V, U, T.
Click on T.
T.
And back to O.
S, R, Q, P, O. O.
And across to the right.
P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, double X, Y, Y.
And we want to put a space toy in, so keep flicking before A for a space.
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 Space. Toy.
Okay, toy, and then we want the room. So if we go to the right to
R Q P O O O N M M.
Okay, that's
toy
done.
Room.
Toy room. So flick down.
Full stop. Selected. Done. Button.
Click on done.
AirPlay. Apple TV name. Toy room. 2 of 4.
So toy room is the name of the Apple TV now. So in that case, I can now just press home on the touch remote.
Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
And pop my Siri touch remote down. Grab my iPhone here. Touch my status line at the top.
9:03 p.m. Status bar item.
And three finger flick up. And
control center. Aeroplane mode.
Touch towards the bottom right hand side of my screen.
Camera. Button.
Flick to the left.
Calculate clock. Touch. Airplay. Button.
And finger double tap on airplay. Touch towards the top of the screen.
Airplay. Heading.
Flick to the right.
Done. Selected. iPhone. Act 1. Act 2. Act 3. Act 4. David Woodbridge's Mac Mini. Lounge room. Toy room.
And there video. We go. That's the toy room Apple TV renamed and ready to go. So if I double tap on it.
Selected. Toy room. Video.
Okay, and I do a two-finger double tap to start my book playing.
Alert. The Sword of the South. David Weber.
Bazel sounded strange as if you were both relieved.
I'm going to turn it up.
Bazel, is Winna a mage? Aye. I suppose she is. Now. Bazel sighed, and his chair creaked again. It's after coming as a shock. Not that she's a mage talent, but the timing.
Okay, two-finger double tap to stop. Now, of course, the other thing here...
Mirroring. Switch button. Off.
Because it's video enabled, not just audio, we can do video enabled.
With AirPlay mirroring, you can send everything on your iPhone's display to an Apple TV wirelessly.
Okay, and that's an explanation of the video AirPlay mode. So anything on my iPhone gets displayed on the Apple TV, which is a great way of being able to stream and watch content such as from the ABC iView app, which I'm going to do in a minute. So I'm going to flip back.
Mirroring. Switch button. Off.
And I'm going to turn mirroring on. One finger double tap.
Receiving AirPlay.
Okay, so the Apple TV is now saying receiving AirPlay. So I press my home button.
FaceTime.
And of course, VoiceOver is still staying on my iPhone. It's not going through the AirPlay audio, which is fantastic. So I've already preloaded ABC iView, and I can get to it by going to my app switcher, home button twice on my iPhone.
App switcher, ABC iView.
One finger double tap on that.
Back button, ABC iView.
And flick to the right.
Search. Play with audio description. Dr. Hasiri's 9-8, the Zygon inversion. 46 minutes. 18 seconds.
So this is Series 9, Episode 8. This is a recording. And of course, again, this recording was made in the first week of November 2015. So one finger double tap, and we should start hearing the audio-described episode of Doctor Who coming through my AirPlay video speaker, i.e. my Apple TV, of course, which I've just renamed to Toy Room. Okay, here we go. One finger double tap.
The sheriff transforms into a Zygon and stretches its palm toward Kate. Bonnie is on the phone.
Units neutralized in the UK.
More or less. Bonnie phones the doctor.
I'm sorry.
So there we go. So that's the ABC iView with audio description.
Bonnie aims a rocket launcher at the...
I'm going to press my home button.
FaceTime.
And I'm going to touch on my status line.
9:09 p.m. Status bar right. Control center. Aeroplane mode. Off.
Down towards the bottom right hand side.
Count, calc, clock, touch, airplay, toy room, button.
Okay, so airplay still says toy room, one finger double tap.
Airplay, heading.
And touch towards the top.
iPhone, audio.
And put it back to iPhone, one finger double tap.
Selected.
Settings. iPhone, row audio. 2, column 2.
So as you can tell, my Apple TV has just gone back from the home screen. Press the home button.
FaceTime.
And if I went back into ABC iView, it would just be playing on my local iOS device, i.e. my iPhone. So that's basically how you can rename your Apple TV by going into Settings and then AirPlay. And also the ability, in my case, on my iPhone here, to be able to audio stream audio content from my iPhone. And also to stream both audio and video to my Apple TV as well. So that completes this demonstration. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.